The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Courtney again with another episode of the Cat Vision Pod. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Cat Vision and on Instagram at Cat Dollars. You guys should know how to spell it by now. You can follow my producer at Barb Cheer Scott on Instagram and Twitter. And then make sure that you do follow us at the Barber's Chair Network on Instagram and Twitter and patreon.com/barberschairnetwork. All right. So let's get this week's episode started.
Let's get into it. Football is in live motion. Great week one. Great week one. Your team won. Mine got destroyed on national television.
My favorite time of the year. Oh, man. I was so nervous on Sunday, honestly, because like we were not the favorites to win our game. Yeah. And I didn't even think that we were going to win our game. So I was already going into it like, we're probably going to lose, but whatever. I just don't want to lose really bad. And I was already telling myself we were going to lose. And then we won. That was nice. I mean, I don't really think it's the first game, so I'm not going to overreact and say, oh, that means we don't suck. But I do think it like just puts in perspective like how bad or good I thought we were going to be. You actually get to see it play out in real time. You kind of can change your mind about it. I don't think we'll be as bad as I thought we were going to be. So
what I took from that, man, it's just kind of like the Steelers. I feel like the Steelers hopped on the Bills at the right time. I feel like the Bills just got home, you know, all this hype, them being a Super Bowl contender. And they just, I feel like maybe too many nerves. I guess they didn't really have any fans in like 2 years. And the Steelers just kind of took advantage of it. Even though I feel like that defense was really, really good. And Ben got bailed out by his receivers, but a win is a win.
He was overthrowing them the whole game. Like, it was amazing that anyone was catching anything. And that's why I was like really annoyed, because I'm like watching it and I'm like, don't even try to grab that, Deontay, because since it's too high and you're obviously not going to catch it, they're going to say that's a drop and they're going to start a narrative. And, oh, he had struggles with dropping the ball last year. I don't feel like hearing it. So I'm just like, don't even try to catch it if it's way too far or too high, because it's on him. He needs to see his mistakes on his own. He's 39 years old. Nobody could teach him anything. He needs to see on his own that he's fucking it up. Right. He's the problem here. And honestly, right now, he is like the biggest, most glaring issue right now. And not to say that he sucks. It's not like I'm saying like, oh, he's like the worst in the league. But it's just like, I don't know. It's time to hang it up.
It's time to get it packing.
I don't know a nicer way to say it than that. But hey, I am really happy that we won. I'm really excited that the Ravens and the Browns also lost. That's always something that brings me great joy.
You were hate watching.
Yeah, I sure was. I'm shameless. I have no shame. I will actively root against those teams each and every time they play. Only because I'm going to get harassed by their fans every time my team plays. I'm just returning the favor. So, you know, it's fun also rooting against the Ravens. Like, they were in a pretty funny matchup last night and they were on the losing end of it, which is even funnier.
I'm with you on that. All NFC North lost this week. I really enjoyed Aaron Rodgers being a double agent. That was fun to watch. Did you watch the Manning cast of the game?
Yeah, I did. I did because I just wanted to see it. It was interesting. I like it. I don't know if like I would. It depends. If my team is playing, I probably wouldn't like it just because they have too many side conversations. It'd be too much distraction. But if my team is not playing, then I would watch it, you know, each and every time. But like I said, if it was my team playing, I probably don't want to watch that one just because they don't talk as much about my team.
You brought it up. Our teams actually play each other on Monday Night Football.
I know.
I will be watching the Manning cast. Justin should be starting by then. So hopefully it shouldn't be too much for Manning to get upset about. But I can't wait to see him get mad at the terrible calls Matt Nagy has, because he is about to lose his mind at some of them Gruden calls yesterday.
To see their like perspective. And on that side, I can see why you would want to watch it. I don't know. I get really nervous when my team is playing. I know like anything distracting me, I'm going to be like annoyed. So yeah, I don't know. I probably need to just watch the regular broadcast, because I tune those people out anyway for the most part. You know?
That makes a lot of sense to me. It depends on who's going to be quarterback. If Justin's playing, I'll be nervous. Like, okay, I want to do well. If Andy's playing, I'm like, take his head off. I don't give a shit. I'm going to pay attention to something else.
I fell asleep on that game, on y'all's game, the Sunday night game, just because I have been up drinking, watching football
all day. Y'all been watching good football all day. You got to come watch our ass. We're our 19th.
I mean, for Matt Stafford apologists, I was happy. But I didn't necessarily, I mean, I don't have anything against the Bears. So, like, I wasn't excited that they didn't win. It didn't make me feel either way, because I don't have anything against or for either team. So it wasn't like I was like, aha, that's why they lost. Like, I don't care.
Matt Stafford, man, I like I said about Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford, he's a funny quarterback because he's not as good as people make him out to be, and he's damn sure isn't as bad as people make him out to be either. He's like, he's a good quarterback. I think Stafford's a top 10 quarterback. He's like 9 or 10, but I think he's a top 10 quarterback. But people were acting like, because he's with the QB whisperer, Sean McVay. And then everything, I don't have a problem with Sean McVay, but everybody's like, oh my God, he's 35. Like, okay, thinking he's young. Congratulations.
I don't know. I think the NFL media gets caught on one thing and they're just going to bring it up every 5 minutes. It was James Conner and the cancer.
Oh,
it's like, please stop it.
Yesterday it was Waller and his addiction.
I was just going to say, now it's Waller and his alcoholism and addiction. And then it's going to be, and it's Saquon and his thighs. Like, these things are all true. Yes. But it's like, that doesn't have to be brought up every time that person name comes up. You're just like, oh yes. And he has those massive thighs. And it's just like, can y'all stop? He also has really big ankles. I don't know. Like, it just, let's, I don't know. That's weird. They hyper-focus on like one thing.
Chris Collinsworth and Saquon Stiles is always.
Oh God, special. He loves it. He loves it. He gets
excited. Look at those Stiles, man.
Man, I got to tell you about those.
There's a guy right there.
Here's a guy with the biggest thighs. He just can't help himself. He can't. He really can't. It used to be Le'Veon Bell and the hesitation and his patience. It was, I don't know. It's just like they find like certain buzzwords and they attach it to certain players, and that's just all you're ever gonna hear. Like,
I thought that Le'Veon was a regular nigga at the Vegas game yesterday. I was like, damn, that nigga's on the team. Like, he's on the Raiders now. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? No, he's on the Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens.
And I was sitting, because he's just on the sideline. I was like,
yeah, he wasn't active, right? He wasn't active. So he just had on regular clothes.
Yep, he just had on regular clothes and he threw me off.
I didn't see him. Like, maybe I wasn't looking when they showed him.
They showed him on the screen. And I was just like,
I didn't see him.
I was like, that nigga looks familiar.
Too busy reveling in like them just playing like absolutely horribly that I was just like, whatever. Like, that game was like bad, but it was good because it was entertaining. And like, though they were both playing terrible, they were both still scoring points. I don't know. It was interesting. It was terrible though.
It was bad football for three quarters. Once the fourth quarter came, it started heating up a little bit. Okay, we got a little action here.
Yeah.
And you know, add that and with the Mannings and just the great conversation you had on there, like Peyton's facial expressions had me down. You can tell he really, really loves the game. Like, the end of the game, he was clinching that football. You can tell he missed playing so fucking much. And that was like probably the highlight. And then his disgust when Carr threw that pick.
And oh man. That was just a funny game. There's really no way I can describe it. Like, if my team came out on the winning end of that game, I would still want to just put that game behind me.
Right, like,
I wouldn't want to brag about it. Like, ooh, we won our first game. And it's just like, barely, you know, like, you won, but at what cost? Like, you ended up winning, but now everybody knows that you're goofy. And so they're going to be probably remembering that when it's time for them to play your team. Like, okay, well, there's some goofies, you know, I don't know. You don't want to have that type of showing on Monday Night Football on the first game.
On the first game with a new stadium. Yeah.
Because it sets a tone. Like, not that I mean, either of those teams could potentially get better. I doubt it. But, like, either of them could come out and look completely different next week. You know, it was the first game. So you do kind of got to – that's why you don't want to overreact. But except if it's the Ravens or the Browns losing, I don't care. If they lose the game, I'm saying they suck. It could have been a preseason game and I would be like, yeah, they suck, you know.
I agree with that. It's just those two teams, it's like they're just so limited. Like, the fact that two things I took from that is Lamar was running from for his life. That offensive line was terrible, but it also shows you what a mobile quarterback can do in making the line better as possible. Chicago Bears. And it also, I took the Gruden is a check stealer. Like, what the fuck was he calling? Like, it was just terrible fucking offense.
It's like, on one hand, I'm like, yeah, what's going on? What are these play calls? What's happening? And then on the other hand, I think it could also just be a mistrust in the talent. I mean, at quarterback, it's not like you want to get too creative with Derek Carr, you know, like, not, and this is not true. Even to say that he it's sucks. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, maybe it's also that might limit just the play calling in general, because it's the first game and you don't really know which Derek Carr you're going to get going into the game. So I don't know. That could have something to do with it. At the same time, it's probably all of these things.
All above combined.
It's probably a combination of everything that we mentioned also. Like,
they,
you know,
play y'all next week. They play y'all next week.
I'm really worried about that game because the Raiders could be the worst team in the league. And every time we play them, every time we play them, they beat us. So I think lucky for us, it is at home. I'm pretty sure they're coming to Pittsburgh and it's not the other way around. Yeah. So we might actually have a chance, because I think the last two or three times we played them, it was when they were in LA or Oakland, and they were kicking our asses, for lack of a better word, on that baseball field they call the football field.
Terrible fucking.
They were field. And the game, every time you watch a Raiders game when they were playing in that stadium, it looked so ashy.
When I watched the A's play, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm like, why is the broadcast so ashy? Is that from I don't know, like, it's just really dry air. I don't know. It's just the game always looks extremely ashy when they're playing. I don't know. I'm just like, do y'all,
are
you all
stadium.
Using the same cameras? I don't know. Maybe
it's such an old stadium that the bullpen is, they don't even have a bullpen. It's on the side where niggas is batting. Like, it's just like, come on, you got to change that shit.
So yeah, I hate it. I absolutely hate it playing them. And like I said, they always beat us. Not always. Obviously, we beat
majority
them too,
of the time.
More recently, they've beaten us in our last few matchups. So we will hope that that won't happen. I don't want to lose to them. I don't want to lose to them.
You don't want Derek Carr coming to your house beating you on your season, though.
Honestly, don't. I don't want to lose at all. But, like, I want to get as many wins as possible, because I know at the end of the season, like, it's a good chance that we'll be fighting for a wild card spot. And our last four games are, like, I think the Titans, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Browns again, like, or something. It's like a really packed last four games.
Tough.
Where I'm just like, oh God, let's get our wins in where we can, because you kind of never know. Yeah, we don't know what the end of the season is gonna get very dark. Yeah. And that's why I was happy also that we beat the Bills already and got that out of the way, because that would have just been one other point against us if we lost to the Bills. And I'm pretty confident that they'll win their division still, even with the one loss to us. So that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, I know I'm happy that we got them game one and we could get them early, because the issue with the game, as I'm watching, like, both offenses were just looking bad. Ours, mostly because the quarterback was overthrowing receivers, but ours was looking really bad. We couldn't move the ball down the field, and so was theirs. But the issue was, they were actually able to at least move the ball downfield.
Right.
Like their first score of the game, their offense wasn't woken up yet. That was a return that he just ran it really far. The return was very far. And so they were already starting in the red zone. But after that, it was really difficult for them to score any more touchdowns. And so that told me that like our defense is playing good and they're not playing at their best offensively right now. We should be capitalizing on that. Okay, well, we can't do that because our quarterback is a refrigerator with arms. And though he is arguably one of the tallest niggas on the field, he can't seem to like
find the receivers.
The receivers. And it's just like, I mean, and our receivers aren't really that little outside of Deontay Johnson. He's a little guy, yeah. But Juju and Claypool are both 6 feet plus. So I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just stupid to me, honestly. Like, but I was happy that their offense was also looking shaky because that's when we get a chance. So like eventually someone's going to wake up. I was just hoping it would be us first. And it was, thank God.
Well, it was definitely a good victory to like jump on. We got in the first week. I feel like a lot of teams are getting like the cobwebs off out of the offense, especially mm-hmm. with the Bills. At least when they played us, they didn't even, Josh Allen didn't even start the game against us. It was fucking Trubisky. That's who started the fucking game, man. So yeah, it was definitely good for y'all to go in there and get a win on the road because it's tough to beat them niggas in this. That was definitely a good start for y'all. I got y'all as one of my wild card teams, so
I think we'll make the wild card. I don't know. I think the in our division in general is just a little bit more competitive than people thought it would be. They just thought it would be the Browns and Ravens competing to see who wins the division, and everybody else. Anyone who doesn't go to the playoffs is just out, you know? And I just was like, I don't think that that's the case. Like, I think our teams are a lot closer in competition than a lot of other divisions, you know? I mean, even the Bengals, for crying out loud, they won on Sunday.
Yeah, shout out to the Vikings.
Not that it matters. Yeah, I would say not. I mean, I don't really care that much because they beat the NFC team, but like still, they won. They won.
They're going to be 2-0 this week. They play us, so the Bengals will be 2-0 this week.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Andy Dalton against his old team. Come on, he might. Don't give him a little bit more credit. Give the old Rams a little more credit.
I'll give him more credit. Our defense is going to get worked out by Joe Burrow.
Our defense is a little
questionable. Our secondary is terrible.
I said questionable. You said terrible. Let's remember who used what words here.
It's Eddie Jackson has a cereal in Chicago, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't cover your hunger like he don't cover receivers. I have a problem with that. The Khalil Mack is living off name right
maybe
now.
Maybe that was I'm just hoping like maybe it'll come together for y'all. I really like I don't want Justin Fields to be on a sucky team, no offense to you, but like
hey, he's in this lifestyle.
I
now
want that for you.
He's in this lifestyle. No,
unfortunately he doesn't have a choice in that matter.
He's one of us now, but hopefully this season, if it goes the way I think it will, Matthew Nagy will be out of a job and we can get him a real fucking quarterback. But yeah, I think the Bengals will be 2-0 this week. If the Bears can't beat the Bengals, it's going to be a longer season than I thought. This is one of the, out of the first four games, I said, okay, we can beat Cincinnati at home and we can beat Detroit at home, which is, I think that's going to be the game that Justin debuts. We got cooked by the Rams. We're going to get cooked next week in Cleveland. We're going to get cooked.
I don't know. I just don't believe in the Bengals that much. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like you pointed out some really reasonable flaws. Like
maybe
the
it's
secondary
just my Bears
is gonna
fans
be a, no,
pessimism.
You're right. The secondary is gonna be a problem with the Bengals, like specifically. So I can see like why you're worried about that. I don't want to believe that they're gonna win two in a row just because
it's the Bengals.
But I mean it definitely could happen, you know. Like we've seen crazier things. We saw Aaron Rodgers go out there and they scored 3 points.
Rodgers,
I mean,
don't give a shit. Rodgers wanna be home.
He probably purposely playing bad so he ain't gotta worry about an offseason and was like, fuck these niggas. I told y'all I didn't even want to play. I'm definitely not gonna play extra games. Like, I don't know.
I've seen the only Packer fans have watched Aaron Rodgers more closely than I have since his career started. He didn't give a fuck. I know the look on Rodgers when he
I've seen him play some really awful games before, but really
but
not
at least
that
he
bad.
Cared. He didn't give a fuck.
I never seen him play
game.
That bad, but I can I just jokingly say he did it on purpose. Like, of me just feels like it's the first game, and he also just
I'm running with really, that. He's a double.
But of course, you are. You have a personal vendetta.
I'm running.
I'm just like, you know, a part of me is like, it's also first. Maybe he just wasn't fully prepared like he thought he was. I don't know. He spent a lot of the offseason not really practicing too much, and
nigga was bungee jumping.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. Maybe it just, you know. And it, I mean, the Saints, that's going to be the highlight of their season, I'm sure. I mean, they'll beat the Falcons twice, but that won't be saying much. It's not like they're just going to be some phenomenal force. At least I don't think so. I could very much be wrong, but like, it's not like I think they're going to be like at the top of the division at the end of.
I love Jameis. Yeah. No, this is Jameis' experience.
I'm always just going to root against them too. So it's also my belief that like, I don't want them to do it. So therefore it won't happen. Right. I don't want it to happen. So therefore
I fuck with that view. That's how I feel about the Vikings.
The Vikings are just so low on my radar. I don't think anyone.
I don't care about the Vikings, but Vikings fans talk a lot of shit. Vikings fans talk. One of my homies is a diehard. You probably know
more Vikings fans than I do.
Well, honestly, I only know two.
My dad is a Vikings fan. That is the only Vikings fan I know in my life. Like, yeah. I don't know anyone else that's just a Vikings fan because I grew up in Atlanta. Like, you grew up in Chicago. Yeah. You guys are a lot closer regionally.
And they're rivals. Yeah. So a lot of niggas who love Moss.
Right. Yeah. So, like, yeah.
I actually wanted a Randy Moss jersey, but mom would not let me get it because she's like, this is the Bears house. We don't wear Packers or Vikings. Aww. And I was like, I didn't understand this as a younger.
I would think.
But as a adult, I wouldn't want my kid wearing a fucking Justin Jefferson jersey, like shit out of my house. But I understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything else, honestly, from this NFL Sunday, I'm trying to think of, was there any other games? I mean, we all saw the Thursday night game with the Cowboys and the Bucks. I thought that was a good game. Honestly.
You already know what I think about that. The GOAT. The GOAT.
Oh, of course. I forgot you.
The big GOAT, Sean niggas, what time it is.
In airspace. This is
yeah, all right. My first ever Super Bowl party. I was in seventh grade, and it was Patriots, Rams. I've been a Brady fan since that day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is 20 years. You're proud
of that, aren't you? Look at you.
20 years. I told people my son was going to be good, even though I was way younger than him. Still, that's Brady. Brady did. I will say that I was impressed by Dak.
For sure. I think everybody was impressed by Dak. Yeah. I mean, I think a part of the, like, being impressed by him is just, like, most people didn't think that he was like bad. It was funny to slander him, but I don't think most people genuinely thought that he was a bad quarterback.
It was just fun to make fun of Cowboy fans.
Right. You know, if he played for any other team, I don't think he would get half the slander he gets. Right,
for sure.
That being said, I think most people were pretty impressed just because it's his first game back in a very long time. Yeah. Off of an injury, and
he had the shoulder injury this offseason.
Threw, I think, for the most yards out of any quarterback this first week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he threw like 400 something.
Yeah, it was like 400 some yards. I think most people are proud of him. And then, like, I didn't really catch too many other games. Oh, well, no, I was flipping back and forth between the Saints and Packers games and the Miami and Patriots game and the Chiefs and Browns games, but I was hate watching mostly Chiefs and Browns, you know, just to make sure that they were going to lose, which is so nerve-wracking, especially when it's a close game like that one, because it's like I'm wanting to make sure that they're going to lose, but they're actually like not sucking enough for me, and I was mad, but whatever.
It was a good time watching fucking Red Zone. I love Red Zone. It's awesome. Even though Scott Hansen is a dick, it was good to see him on there. I people were like, how you know Scott Hansen? That when I worked at UCLA,
I was gonna say, how did you know that?
He's coming there, using damn computers all the time. You just a dick. Oh. And I was just like, okay. I was like,
it sucks when you have like those negative experiences with celebrities, and like people be like, why do you not like them? Like,
niggas was like, oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is awesome.
You know.
I'm like, man, fuck Kareem. They're like, what Kareem do to you? I'm like, Kareem's a fucking dick. Like, he didn't do nothing to me, but he treated some kids so bad when we was up there. I'm like, you went here. You went to UCLA. Yeah. Like, take a fucking picture with the kid real quick.
That's like, so funny, dog. Too. When that happens, because it's like people are like, why don't you like that person? It's just like, it's instant you had reaction. To be there. Right. I'm not just hating. Like, I actually have like a personal experience with this person, and they weren't really that nice. And you hold on to that because for the most part, you usually generally like most celebrities unless they do something to make, or you're at least, if you don't really care for them, you're at least a bit excited to see them, and then they do something jerky.
Or it's the opposite. Like, I'm like, I don't think Michael B. Jordan can act. But when I worked at Amazon, that nigga was cool with me every time he came in. Like, nigga knew my name. I was like, oh, this nigga cool. I called him Wallace.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you, it might be also a celebrity that you don't really care for that much. But like, if they're nice, then that kind of makes you less mean to them. Yeah. At least, like, maybe I won't slander you as much because you're actually really nice.
Just a little bit.
But then when it's like, you come in and I was excited to see you, or I already didn't like you, and then you're a jerk, then it's like, well.
Confirms it.
Right.
Definitely confirms it. But yeah, it was good to watch. It was just good to have 8 hours of football again and just not care about nothing for that time period. You know what I'm saying? That was fun. So that's what
I'll say about this first coming game. Off of the Saturday that I had Ohio State loss.
Oh, my brother was hot about that
regular season loss in a little while. So like, it was a lot for me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we've lost in a regular season before. It's not every team has. It just, I mean, game two. You know, it wasn't a good look. I was really upset about that. But honestly, it is what it is. If we didn't lose that game, it was going to happen anyway. It was inevitable because the QB play is just not there where we needed to be. And defense is not all the way where it needs to be either. So it was going to happen. I just prefer that it didn't happen now. But it is what it is. I'm going to keep watching, of course. And I don't know. If you have a team that wins a lot, sometimes
you get
it's never that you're happy that they lose, but like, you realize how like spoiled you were that they didn't lose that often. So now you back in regular land with everybody else. Yeah, and you're just like, all right, guys, I'm going to be a little bit nicer to you because I see how it feels.
Yeah, it's my brother was saying the same thing. Of course, you know, he's a diehard Buckeye fan too. He was like, he was pretty hot. He still thinks because of the brand name Ohio State that y'all will still be in the playoffs. So
I mean, it depends. It's really early in the season. Who knows if we kick it up and start kicking ass, and all it takes is another one of those top four teams to lose a game. And then now we back in the conversation if we win the rest of our, you know how it goes. It just depends, honestly. But the only thing I don't like is like, now that your team feels like human now. Now we got Michigan saying that they definitely are going to beat us this year. And it's just like, whoa, buddy, we lost one game to Oregon, which I doubt they're as good as. So I doubt it. Like, I don't know. It's just like so annoying. It's like, okay, see, now we're taking it too far, guy. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
When Detroit Lions fans talk shit. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, guys.
Like, I know it's fun to joke on the Bears, but come on, y'all would jump off a building to be us. So let's just.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, guys.
Pump the brakes.
Hold on now. Yeah. You're not going to let Michigan talk to us crazy now just because we lost the game.
I definitely get that.
That's not going to happen. I'm really happy about football and all the stuff that's going on. And I think the VMAs was on like Sunday. I didn't
fucking know the VMAs was still a thing.
I didn't know it was going on until like the next day when I was seeing all the pictures. And it was like last night and I seen the videos of the performances. And I was like, oh, I guess the VMAs is on. Who knew?
The last VMA I remember was 2000.
But none of the artists that I care about go anymore. So then what am I excited about?
Those people I saw in the pictures.
Perform. I don't even listen to her music.
Who the fuck are these people?
Exactly. Like, I was seeing it. I was just like, oh, okay. I didn't miss anything.
The last one I remember was Kanye and Hov did Otis, and then Beyonce revealed she's pregnant.
I watched the one where they was giving Rihanna the video Vanguard. Her performance, which I thought was weird that they chose. That was maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. It was like right after Anti came out. So around that time.
That was 2016-ish.
Yeah. But like, it's just like, it was, I remember watching that one because I remember I was just annoyed that they did the Beyonce 30-minute performance in the middle of it, even though they were supposed to be giving Rihanna the video Vanguard. It was just like, y'all want Beyonce ratings so bad. They're like, y'all did something that actually makes no sense.
They didn't give her the appropriate time to everybody who won that award. Because I remember when they gave Justin Timberlake, that nigga had a mini concert.
And it's like, they gave Rihanna like three performances, sure, but they were like,
they spiced it up.
Yeah, it was almost like, okay, before the commercial, here's another 2-minute segment. I don't know, but then they gave her a 30-minute performance of almost her whole Lemonade album. I'm like, well, damn. And after that, I was just like, see, this is that. No, that's when I knew they were pressed for them ratings.
Yeah, exactly.
They wanted Beyonce fans to watch because they know it's a lot of them. Yep. So that, and that's when I was like, well, I don't really care about this award show anymore because I can tell, like, you know, it's more important that they get a certain amount of ratings. And I already, I don't know, you get older, you don't care about award shows anyway. Just to, exactly. You want to see your favorite artist perform, you can look it up on YouTube. I don't need to watch 4 hours of this like just to see that, you know, like it's not that serious. So
I think it's just, yeah, when the older you get, and I think the more I know about the music industry, it's like I just don't give a fuck about a lot of these shit people get me paying for. You know what I'm saying? Like to do that. And like you said, they did the shit with Beyonce. They did that shit at the BET Awards that one time. Well, remember the year where they allowed Kim to sit next to them? They told Jay and B, oh, y'all gonna get like 4 awards if y'all show up. It's shit like that. I'm like, I'm not watching this shit. So
I didn't know
that shit was going on. So I was completely oblivious to that. And I didn't even really know the Met Gala was going on yesterday. Like I tweeted, I was like, man, that's a great strip. I was talking about the Ravens Raiders game. And some lady I follow, she retweeted me. I thought you were talking about somebody lashes. I'm like, I'm watching fucking football.
What? No.
I don't give a fuck about this fucking, I don't fuck about a rich people Halloween. I don't care about fucking Met Gala. Like,
right. Oh my God. That's so funny, man. The Met Gala was happening. Also, I seen those tweets. I usually just wait for the pictures to hit my timeline and the Jason Derulo picture. Like I really just wait on the jokes, honestly.
Yeah, that's really all people be.
He's been falling down them stairs, but honestly, he's been falling down those stairs for about at least, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years. It gotta be at least. I don't know why that's a running joke, because then we find out that it wasn't even him that was falling down the stairs.
After a while, it wasn't even
the Met Gala. It was at a whole nother event.
Yeah, it's like the Kobe played a Duke joke dialogue.
It's like, but like you said, after a while, I guess it really doesn't matter. Like right. They already believe it. So what
I said is real is real.
Only reason why I bring up the Met Gala is because Nicki Minaj, yesterday she's on Twitter. She's mentioning, I guess her fans were asking her if she was going to the Met Gala. She's saying, oh, I'm not going because they require you to be vaccinated to go to the Met Gala. And I don't want to get the, I need to do more research, which, you know, we all know how we feel about people who say they need to do more research.
When you say research,
what exactly do you mean by that? You going to go to a lab and conduct a clinical study? Like what's the research already been done. You could just, it's already out
quotes.
There.
It's two quotes if you know somebody isn't vaccinated. One, I need to do more research, and two, it's a personal decision.
That's a very personal. I'm like, okay, so you don't have it. It's,
right.
I need to say no. You just can just say no. Right. That's my thing. It's like, I don't care who wants to get vaccinated, who doesn't. It's the justification. Like, don't pretend like you're actually going to do research, and then the research led you to the conclusion that you're not going to. Just say, I don't want to get that shit. And I would respect it.
Right.
Especially celebrities. I don't even know you. It's nothing I can do about that.
I'm not even gonna be around you, nigga. So I was like, okay.
But it's just like, you know, and then she's going on into this story where her cousin in Trinidad friend
in golf ball
got the vaccine, and then his balls swelled up and he was impotent, and then the wedding got canceled, which I'm like, whoa, it's so much to unpack there.
Yeah.
So a person that you're at least 1 degree removed from, not even your cousin, your cousin's friend. So this is already not even a first person account of the story. You're hearing the story from third party. When you're tweeting about it, like you noticed for a fact happened. And then the vaccine made his ball swell, which that sounds like something else. And then
gonorrhea, that shit sound like
wife to be canceled the wedding because he had swollen balls, which is also hilarious.
I think that's the funniest part of the story. The funniest part of the story is her calling off the wedding. That
because
was the funniest part.
I doubt that's the reason. That might be what he told y'all because he didn't want to tell you that it was
because it hurt when he pee. That's why she left. Like
I don't know that whole thing, and then like she's getting more mad because all these media outlets are saying that she's being anti-vax, and she's like, I think people think anti-vax just means that you're not getting, you don't believe in vaccines, and you don't get them. When what she was doing was spreading anti-vax propaganda by saying that someone that, again, she's separated from multiple degrees, that she heard from another source, ball swelled when it got, that is misinformation. And that's a part of the anti-vax rhetoric, is misinformation.
Yeah.
You're telling people something as if you know for a fact it happened. You don't even know the person. It's your cousin's friend. It's like the cousins at the Pentagon and the ones at the CDC. Cousins everywhere are going to go on strike if y'all keep lying on them.
All the cousins are striking.
And it's just like, it's just, and then she's just like, I never said that. I never said that. It's like, that's literally what you said. Like, and she's just, I don't know. She, that lady is crazy. I read that and it took everything in me. Like, I didn't want to respond to her because I don't want her fans in my mentions.
Yeah, she might have the worst fan group.
Like, oh, she definitely does. And to me, it's not worth, even if I want to say something, it's not worth the, I don't need all those people on in my mentions blowing my phone. I don't want those notifications, basically. Like, you know, it's not worth it. But I don't know. It's just like, she's too old. That makes sense. And it's like, old. I'm not saying like age shaming or nothing. Like, I'm not saying she's a old ass lady or anything, but it's just like, she's too old and rich with access to too much of everything to just be moving the way she does, like with the relationship. That's already a big ass elephant, you know, all in one.
Somebody like, you want to do research on a vaccine, but not your husband.
No, seriously though. It's like, did you do research on what's in that? Like, you worry about what's in the vaccine, what's in him? Like, what the hell? I mean, she's
embarrassing. That's just really where she's embarrassing. And then she's like, well, I was going to drop some music. Like, nobody was checking for that shit to fucking begin with. Like, what type of threat is this?
Yeah. And I'm just like, again, like I said, she's too old. She's not even a teenager. She's not even my age. So it's just like, she would be too old at my age, but she's not even, she's older than me. So she's definitely too old. And it's, I don't know. It's just ignorance. It's purposeful though, because she knows that she could just easily Google whatever she want to know about the vaccine. So it's just like, at this point, anyone that's saying that whole, I need to do my own research, is just saying it because they heard someone else say it.
Nicki Minaj is going to be 40 next year.
Exactly. She 40. Like, girl, you're 40. Come on. You, why are you doing this? You have vaccines in your body already.
That's the point. Like, y'all niggas went to school, right? So if you went to school, you took a fucking vaccine before.
You definitely had a vaccine. Like, what are you 100%. Talking about? It's not like you went to school in Timbuktu in some small town we don't heard of, and maybe they let some shit go on like that. But like, you went to school in New York City. You are vaccinated, okay? I hate to break the news to you, but you can't be vaccinated and then be anti-vax. Like, if you can, you might want to be anti-vax.
That made no sense.
Yeah, it's like, you might want to be anti-vax and you may never get another one after that, but I hate to break the news to you that you already have.
It's already infiltrated your body. It's
too late. I don't know. I just thought that was really funny because that was just one of those tinfoil conspiracy theories, the ball swole. Like, I don't know.
Another example of celebrities sometimes just need to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Another example.
That's all it is. It's like, sometimes not making a statement is better. If she could have just said, no, I won't be at the Met Gala. Haha, I love you, Barbs, or whatever.
I'm doing something. I got a baby.
Yeah, like, she could have left it there, but she's talking about some, because they got the vaccine and I got a baby and I don't. And then she's telling us Drake got COVID, even though he was vaccinated. I'm like, did Drake want us to know that? Damn.
Yeah, number one, did Drake want us to know that? Number two, Drake is still living, right? Drake wasn't on a fucking ventilator, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that is exactly the point. Okay, so he got the vaccine and he still got COVID, but we know that he's still alive.
So I think the number one thing with this, before we move on, is what people who are so against the vaccine, and nobody said that if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. It's just, would you rather have a couple days of having flu-like symptoms, or would you rather even be in the hospital?
And the thing about it is, even if you get more than just some quick symptoms, some people get more symptoms than others. That's even if you don't have the vaccine, by the way.
Yep.
But knowing that most of the people that are dying now, actually almost all of them, a very small percentage are not, they're unvaccinated. That's enough of the numbers to show you that, like, hey, at worst, I might die, but I have like a less than 1% chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus on the other end of that, where it's like, at worst, I could die and it's like a 90 something percent chance. You know, like, I could die. I don't know. I don't know. If you could spell it out that more. I mean, I don't know. We can't.
You'll take every, I'll take every protection that I can from, you know, take the higher percentage. That's really what it comes down to.
I'm just like, we can't keep making the same points to the same people. Like at some point, she's on Twitter. She could have. And then she did a poll, like, which vaccine should I do? So it's like, okay, now you're just...
Now you want to get a vote of the rest of the idiots you want to talk to.
You just said you were going to do research. Is this the research?
The research is polling the idiots on Twitter.
Your dumbass fans? Like, I'm just like, is this... Oh, I guess she did her research, guys.
You can take your phone that you're already on, go to your Safari app on your iPhone,
and go to Google. Or you can ask your doctor. You're asking us which vaccine you should get. That's something you should discuss with your primary care physician. Why are you even asking us?
You had all that surgery for that ass, and you worried about it. You already had shit up in you.
It's just like you go, people go and get medical procedures done, not even plastic surgery, just procedures in general. You go to the doctor and get so many different things done. You've had booster shots before, you've had immunizations done, you have gone, and some people have gotten surgery, some people have had to get invasive procedures done, they had to get anesthesia, all types of things that they inject you with, and you have no idea what's in half of that stuff. You can't even pronounce it. But when it comes to the COVID vaccine, now suddenly everybody is Bill Nye and got their glasses on and their white coats on, and they want to go to the lab and do their own research. I don't understand that. I'm like, did you do that for anything else? Did you do that type of research for anything else? Or did you just choose this one thing where you was just like, I'm going to do my own research? Like, I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
That is so funny, man. Speaking of Drake, now that we know that he had COVID, I didn't really need to know that, to be honest.
Right. I didn't even know his personal business.
Apparently, at some point after he got vaccinated, he still got COVID. So that's something that we should just all know about Drake, I guess, because Nicki Minaj said it. He dropped the Certified Lover Boy. That wasn't out the last time we did the pod, so I didn't really get to discuss my feelings.
You're a big Drake fan, right?
I am. Okay. I liked it. That's all I can say. It's not...
I'm glad you were with it with my nigga. I'm glad you said that.
I didn't dislike it. I liked it. It's not no best album of his by far. It's not the worst either. It's somewhere in the middle.
This is what I said about it. Now, my cousin thinks I hate Drake, which I don't. I don't hate Drake.
I really do. A lot of people do secretly hate him, and then they always be like, I don't really hate him. I just...
No, my brother hates Drake. My brother, he thinks he does. I don't hate Drake. I like Drake. I've just stopped. After a couple albums, I stopped expecting him to give me that hip-hop classic.
Yeah, I don't think he's planning on peaking. I think that's what, like... I think that people have to let go of that expectation. I don't think that Drake is trying to rap his ass off anymore or give you the best rap album that you ever heard from him.
Yeah.
I think he's already past that point in his life, and that's not the goal anymore. He just want to give you hits that are going to go and chart and make money.
Which is
a fan base, which is what he's doing.
He
but
can fart on a record and it's gonna go number two.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that he's past the point. So, like, you just have to manage your expectations. Like, I didn't expect the album to be
blow me away.
Coming of Jesus, anyway. But you know, I liked it, but that's probably because I didn't expect anything from it. It was just like, I'm gonna listen to it because I like Drake and I want to like it. So I listened to it and I was like, all right, I like it. I mean, it's definitely some songs on here that I love. It's definitely some on here that I don't really care that much for, but I don't hate it. And overall, I don't hate it. That's all I can really say about it.
This is what I say about Drake. Like, Drake to me is, you know, Drake, I like the album. Like, it's 21 songs on there. I probably like 10 or 11 on there, which is a pretty good ratio considering I usually don't come out of Drake albums more than 7 or 8 songs that I like. So he gave me more. But Drake to me is the DoorDash of music. And I'm going to say this. But
hey, wait a minute. I feel like you're calling him cheap.
No, it's not. It's just, it gets the job done. It's like, it's not like going to get a steak dinner. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you going to like Mastro's and shit like that.
Hey, I'm
just saying,
watch it, buddy.
It doesn't change my life when I listen to this album. It's cool. You got some joints I like.
That's very fair. And that I feel the same way, honestly. And this is as like a fan. So it's not like I'm not saying it to be negative, but like,
I like DoorDash. I use DoorDash a lot.
Exactly. I just use DoorDash.
I like DoorDash. And but with this particular album, I felt like it was, you know, that the series Wow. Like just wow, that's Drake. Like he took every style that he's used from past albums and kind of put it together. And yeah. I also don't think this is, I think a lot of his music is aged. I don't think this is, I think we're gonna get another Drake album pretty soon. Like I think yeah, next this, year.
I think that you're right. Like all of it, the songs sound like recent, you know, like yeah. If it makes sense, like he didn't record these. I mean, now I know the one song that has been out for a while.
Yeah.
But other than
a lot of these were early pandemic sessions.
Exactly. Like yeah. D, but he didn't like, this isn't something, this isn't like years in the making. Like yeah. He'd been saying he was going to drop this album and he probably lied about the dates a few times and pushed it back. But I honestly genuinely feel like a lot of these were very recently finalized and
what's
finished.
What's your favorite song on there?
I don't know. I have like a few. I guess I'm still trying to figure out what my favorite is because I have a few that I really like. And so, but I say I like this one more than that one. And then I hear the other one and I'm like, I don't know. I do kind of like this one better. So I know. I don't know.
I'm going to go Race My Mind.
I like Race My Mind. That's one of the ones. That one.
And I think every nigga like Pipe Down. That's a favorite of mine.
You know, that's not a favorite of mine, but I understand why it is for niggas.
Yeah, I fuck with Pipe Down.
You know, I think
that song was a good song. I'm just not finna be saying that fucking title. Fuck out what? Of here. I'm not finna be talking about Daddy's Home on the track, but it's just a good song. But and as a Jay-Z stan that I am, love his verse on Love All, but it was, I was just like, who the fuck is trying to kill you, nigga? Like, show these, who is trying to kill you? That's what I want to know. Who are these niggas are trying to kill Hov? You live in Beverly Hills, which is the funny thing about LA. Beverly Hills is like 10 minutes from me. Like, that nigga is like in close distance, but not. You in Beverly Hills, who trying to get you? I want to know who it is. I'm tired of the Dame Dash shots.
And I think that's why a lot of artists, music, like rappers, especially their music declines as they get older because less authentic. Like, obviously, 50. We know that there's not a lot of people that are just on the hunt to kill Jay-Z. But it was very true for him, like 20 years ago when he was rapping about it. It wasn't like so far-fetched. So it resonates different.
You might be talking about some 1995 beef. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you believe it more then because it was more likely. Now it's just like, all right, Drake, no one's, what are you talking about?
Or my,
that does not count. Like, okay. Or
my Rockefeller hat I put on, he might be talking about killing his characters because I'm tired of Dame and Jay going at each other. This is like your parents going at each other. I'm tired of the shit. Y'all get in the room, shake hands. I'm tired of it.
I mean, at this point, that
it's
not
never
even
gonna
that,
happen.
It's like, just, I mean, let it go at the very least.
Yeah. What makes you think that something bad happened that we don't know? Because both of these niggas is 55. So if you still can't stand a nigga in your 50s, there's something major happened that we don't know.
I don't plan on like actively, and when I say actively hating someone, like it's people that I don't like, but like I don't actively hate. Like I'm not going to go out of my way to say bad things about them. I just don't like them. I don't think I would be actively hating anyone at 50. Like I'm trying to enjoy my life. At 50, like everybody that I know that's in my life is either someone I've known for a very long time or I just met. Like, so, I mean, I just can't see myself actively hating anybody at that age. Like, this would be some old beef or some new beef. But either way, it's like, I'm 50. Why am I creating new beef?
Exactly.
So that means that I must be harboring over some old beef, which I probably need to just let go. So
let that shit go. But I liked it. It was a good album. I got what I wanted from it. You know what I'm saying? This is really not too much. When like people's like, right, well, you compare Donda. I'm like, nigga, I haven't listened to Donda. I will never listen to Donda. Like Kanye, I've been done with Kanye for a long time.
I don't plan on it.
Time.
I mean, unless somebody's playing it around me, I don't plan on like listening to it myself. Honestly, I'm just over it. I'm over the antics and Kanye used to be my favorite artist.
I love Kanye.
Kanye could do no wrong. He's my favorite artist. But like, honestly, at this age, I'm less inclined to think that the antics are funny. Like everybody's entertained by it. I'm just like, he's 40. I'm 28. Like, I just don't think this shit is funny anymore. Yeah. Like, he's weird. He's being a weirdo and he needs to stop.
Which he's always been that way, but
he always has been. But with this, but now, especially with the Drake thing, it's just like, it's being dragged, and you can tell which side the dragging is happening from. It's not Drake. He doesn't care. Like, Kanye. He's responding to the stupid shit and saying something petty, sure, because you know it's ruffling your feathers. But you can tell which side is dragging it out. And to me, I just feel like, you're 40, dude. You're grown, like, let it, man, go.
You got like 4 kids, my nigga. Like,
I was just gonna say, you're like 40 with a bunch of kids. Yeah. Like, come on, you got bigger things to focus. You should be making lasting friendships and bonds with your family at this age. Why are you worried about Drake? Like, it's just weird. It's time to let it go. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
And I say that to the city of Chicago, because I saw all you niggas at that Colt concert in Soldier Field on my IG feed.
Oh,
God.
You know, he did in Atlanta too, and it was packed the fuck out too.
Yeah, but that's something as a segment of old niggas love when Kanye comes to Chicago, because then all old niggas act like they on good music and shit. Oh, I know John Monopoly. Y'all niggas don't know that nigga. Like, stop it. Stop in Chicago. I want y'all to stop. Kanye almost got some white kids beat up, talking about they repping GD, leaving Soldier Field. Just stop. Let's not do this.
I'm just like, I was more surprised that people, like, and this is not because I'm surprised that Kanye has fans. I realize that he is like a really big artist. He's going to always have fans no matter what he does. I just was really surprised about the amount of people that wanted to go to all of those Donda shows. Like,
he's got a cult fan base.
Yeah, he really does. I think about it, I'm like, dang, I used to be a really big fan. Like, I don't think, was there ever a time where I was like that?
I've never been a fan of an artist where I will lie about their work. Look, Jay-Z is my favorite artist ever. Mm-hmm. Jay didn't drop some bullshit. Like, I was in denial about Kingdom Come and Magna Carta Holy Grail for at least a year, but I came around. I knew it was trash when I was listening to it.
No, that's very true. And my thing is, like, I think it's because, like, this, I hate to even use this word because it's such a buzzword, but this, like, stan culture, where everybody, it's like one group of fans against the other group, and so it makes everybody get really extreme about it, where they feel like they have to, like, defend them no matter what.
And it's a good, like, point that you bring up too. I think a lot of people need to go back to the actual song stan. I think a lot of people forget where the word came from. Stan was a guy who was obsessed with Eminem, who wanted to kill Eminem. Like, that's the one thing I think people forget. Being a stan, that ain't really good.
I just want people to be normal. Jesus, is it too much to ask people to be normal? Why can't you just like people?
Yes, it is.
Why can't you just like artists and that just be it? Like, I like Drake. That's it. I like him. I don't defend him when he does stupid shit. And I don't curse people out when they say mean things about him. That's normal. That's normal human behavior. Normal
people. I love Jay. I don't give a fuck what he's doing with his business affairs.
And I don't care what people say about him either. Like, I'm not going to get mad at them or curse them out because they don't like him.
Yeah.
I think the weirdos come out where it's, I can't even type in the word Nicki Minaj online without her fans finding me, going through my media, telling people where I live, and then calling me ugly. Like, I should be able to say that I don't like that new song without being attacked. It's not like I threatened to do anything to her. Jesus, I just didn't like the song. But you almost can't say anything. It's
weirdos. Weirdo people.
It's very weird. I'm just like, where the fuck is your family? I hope you defend your family.
Do you have friends? Do you even have a dog or something? Like, what the fuck?
I hope you defend your family with the same amount of the same emotion bigger. As you're coming at me over somebody who don't even know you exist. Like, come on. I'm just like, why can't everybody be normal? You can be a really big fan of someone and still just behave like a normal, sane human being that doesn't need to be under constant surveillance. Like, you don't have to be weird about it. Why can't you just like them and be like, you know what, I really like this artist? And then when people say mean things about them, you be like, whatever, and you just move on. That's what I do. People say mean things about artists I like, and I just be like, oh, whatever. I don't even feel inclined to react. You should feel weird that you even want to react just because someone said something you don't like about someone that you don't know, that doesn't know either one of y'all, by the way.
They don't know how any of these people exist.
I'm just like, I hope you're on payroll or something. Jesus, like, it's a full-time job being a Nicki Minaj stan account. Like, they be on a tweet 2 seconds after it was tweeted. Like, I miss the days when your manager used to tell y'all couldn't be on the phone at work, because now people starting to, it's 2:00 in the afternoon. I can't say nothing about Nicki Minaj without 18 different accounts coming at me. How, like, do you even find this tweet?
Do you have anything productive to do in his work hours? Like, do something.
Like, Jesus. Oh, it's crazy, man. But yeah, that's the way I feel. Stands are weird and it's just getting weirder. I hope that, like, I mean, I think it would be responsible for one of the artists with these weirdo stands to actually say something about it, but they don't.
They don't give a shit.
Because they like it secretly. And
they're the ones buying the records, going to buy the merchandise, going to
tour. Yeah, they like it secretly. They like having that type of cult following. Yeah. But I really wish it would be a lot more responsible if they would be like, hey, you don't need to act like that, you know?
Stop being weird.
People can say stuff about me online without you pulling up their address and telling us where they live. You know, it's not that deep. But whatever. That's up to them, not to me. on Sunday, when I was watching football, I saw several times the new trailer for the Many States of Newark. And I don't know, I'm very excited about the movie. And I just hope it's everything that I think it'll be. I think it'll be good.
David Chase interview on Jimmy Kimmel, I think it was.
I didn't. When was this?
It was last week. Good interview. He basically said it's mainly about Chris's father.
I would hope, because I want to know what happened to him.
Yeah, it's mainly about him. And I didn't know that Moltisanti means many saints. And that's where the title of the movie comes from. So,
but yeah, I found that out on Reddit. You know, the nerds.
You were searching that. I didn't know. I didn't know that.
You know, I'll be on Reddit with the nerds.
Doing all your research. I'm hyped though. That second trailer looked awesome. So I'm ready.
Yeah, it did. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to roll because I'm like on season 5 now, my rewatch. So,
I'm on season 3 of my rewatch, but yeah. I'm confident that it'll be finished
is October 1st?
October, yeah. So like the rest of September, that's no time, honestly. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, I've already seen the series
a million at least fucking times,
right? 7 times, like, and that's just throwing a random number out there. So I'm just rewatching it so that other people can be all caught up and they can go to the movies with me unless you watch The Sopranos, you wouldn't really be excited about the movie. I can get people excited about it like me is to get them to watch the show, and then they will want to see the movie.
And David Chase did say it's a different experience at the movie theater, and I think that's probably just he trying to just get niggas to go to the movie theater, because I will be watching on my couch because I'm only going to theaters for Marvel related products during this pandemic. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm hyped. The trailer looks good.
I think I'm going to watch it at the movie theaters, and then I'm going to watch it at home on HBO Max. Because why not? And then I can watch it again. You go and you see a movie in theaters, and you know the next time you see it will either be when you pay to watch it again or when the DVD comes out. So at least I have the option of going to see it in theaters and then coming home and putting it on HBO Max.
I feel like watching it again.
You know, maybe I missed that one part because I blinked and I might've missed something key. I don't know. You never know. I'm really excited about it though, man. I think they have a really good cast too.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, there wasn't a lot of hype around this outside of like Sopranos super fans like on the Reddit page, and we knew it was coming out, but it was slow. Like the development was very slow and the pandemic and everything.
Well, I think that also the cast is also like a testament to Sopranos, that you got so many great actors. They were willing to come down and
They were like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, I'm going to be a good, good movie and I can't wait.
Got a whole bunch of people. Chaz, I can't pronounce my man last night. Is he in that? No, he's not in Ray. Ray Liotta's in there. It's not.
Yeah, it's Ray Liotta. I wonder who Ray Liotta's character is supposed to be.
He's somebody close.
He's someone's granddad because he said something about, or someone's uncle or something, because he said something like, stay away from my nephew or something.
Yeah, he was telling him to stay away from Tony.
He said, stay away from your nephew. That's right. Yeah, I think maybe he is like the old boss.
One of the old bosses or something.
That's what I think. He's incarcerated and he's
Corey Stahl is going to be Uncle June. I'm looking forward to this.
I love Uncle June. Every time I rewatch The Sopranos, he gets funnier and funnier, like, because he has the exact like personality of a grumpy old man.
He's a fed up old man.
And it's just so funny. Like he gets mad. It's just so fun. Like if someone is taking too long to get to the point, he's just like, get to your point. And I'm just like, it's so funny. Like he acts just like a grumpy old man. Like
I love June. That's my favorite character on the show.
I'm excited. I'm so excited, man. I'm trying to contain my excitedness. I don't want to talk nobody's head off about it. You know how you get super excited about
everybody
something.
Everybody got something they get super excited about. I could talk to niggas all damn day about fucking Marvel. Like I nerd the fuck out with that shit. I will talk about that shit all fucking day.
I was supposed to go see the Shang-Chi movie.
Awesome fucking movie.
I never went. I was supposed to go catch that matinee the weekend it came out, and then I ended up not going.
It'll be on Disney Plus next month.
I was like, I know, that's what I said. I was like, at this point, I'll just wait. You know, it's
awesome fucking movie. I can't wait
to watch. I heard it was really good though. I do want to see it. I just want to be ready for all of the upcoming movies that now that people could like film more regularly now, with the vaccines and stuff. Like it just, it's going to be a lot of good movies coming out, and I'm happy about it. Yeah, but no, really excited about The Many Saints of Newark and can't wait to see it. If any other Sopranos fans are listening to this, make sure that you go see it when it comes out so that I won't spoil it for you. I mean, I try not to spoil stuff anyway. Like I try not to get too specific when I talk about movies on the timeline, especially if they new and they just came out. But this is also something that is a prequel to a show that came out years ago. So at this
point, if you haven't watched that shit by now, it's like,
I mean, I feel like, yeah, that's a, I feel like I can only spoil so much of it for you. If you haven't even watched The Sopranos, then
I would, with movies, I give people the opening weekend. I hear the opening weekend.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I start talking about movie with TV shows. I don't give a fuck if it's available to all of us.
Yeah, I think TV shows is a lot different. Yeah. Everybody, okay, you are at work, so you missed it. That's fine.
What they gotta do with me?
Like, millions of people are watching it. So you can't expect millions of people to not talk about it until you, one person, gets off work and you get like, people's like, you're spoiling Game of Thrones. And it's just like, guys, it's a show that millions of people around the world watch. You can, and it's coming on tonight at 8
right now and watch that shit now. So it's
and it's coming on at 8 and everybody else can watch it and you're the only one that can't. So we're not gonna not watch it and not talk about it because you're not watching it.
Yep.
But I do try not, I'm not purposely ever gonna like spoil anything for anyone, but I do want to talk about things freely without spoiling it, which is why I usually wait when it comes to movies, because like I do feel like, okay, if you went to go see the 6 p.m. premiere on Thursday and you are already talking about the movie, you're a jackass. Yeah,
you all like, smell the shit, right?
You're a jackass. You didn't even give niggas a chance to, because you know everybody couldn't have went and saw it at 6 p.m. You didn't even give people a chance to watch it. You just
different
wanted to
different time zones too, like 6
different
o'clock
time
on the East
zones,
Coast,
different city.
Yeah.
Different cities, smaller cities probably don't even have a 6 p.m. premiere. Yep. Like, it, so it's just like, you already know that you're being a jackass. Just admit that you just want to ruin it for everybody. Like right. They try to act innocent and be like, how am I supposed to know? And it's just like, just say that you wanted to be an asshole.
You just
wanted
to get a rise out of people.
It's okay. Just say, you know what? I'm a stupid nigga and I like being an asshole. I like ruining other people's day. And that's what I wanted to do. Because you know damn well what you're doing when you tweet about the movie, when you went to go see the 6 p.m. premiere on Thursday and you already telling us what happened. Like, come on, don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. do you have anything that you're looking to accomplish or get done before we go into the last quarter of the year? Because October is coming.
I mean, not really. I've already got my plans I've had for this year, but really I'm just trying to set up for 2022. Mm-hmm. It's usually why I do at least my first quarter planning, like around this time. So I'm good to go. Like I'm mentally in like February right now. That's really all I'm doing right now is make sure I have my plan together. Cause a lot of people, you know, new year, new me. And then by January 21st, they're back doing the same shit they was doing the year before.
The thing about new year, I actually have no problem with people saying it. It's just like, I wish that, I think it's been like, I think we can retire that phrase in general. Like if you plan on making a change for the new year, that's great. I just feel like at this point now it's just a cliche that you just say, just because, you know. And it's like, I mean, I'm not the jury on who can be a new them, like I don't really care, but I'm just saying, like, I think that we could find something else to say instead of new me, like, because it just almost seems like a reflex.
Yeah,
post a picture on New Year's Day and you're just like, new year, new me, and it's like you're just saying it because you, that's like a common phrase that everyone says.
I want to get through October with, because I've been doing good on not really drinking anymore, which I've been awesome at. Give myself a round of applause. I want to make sure I get through October because it's my birthday and the White Sox in the playoffs. If I get through that month without drinking a lot.
I was just like, oh, you're just going to be sober forever. And then like I realized this is detox before my birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna go. I'm go hard for like a day, like on my actual day, which my go hard is like 3 drinks now because I don't have the stamina that I used to. But I'm going to stress drink during the MLB playoffs. So I don't want to do it too much.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no, that's really smart. Like during football season, I know that I drink more.
Yeah.
It's because on football Sunday, I'm drinking wine or beer all day and I'm, you know, watching the game. And then you have so many other days that the game comes on. So yeah, it's Sunday, like, damn, Thursday, Sunday, you know, and then like, don't let it get towards the end of the season. You got Saturdays sometimes. Yep. So it's like, you know, I do try to balance it out. And plus, like, I live by myself. So it's not like I'm hard.
That's why I don't keep alcohol miles. If I keep alcohol miles, I'm just going to drink because I'm bored. And then,
well, no, you know, see me, I'm the opposite. Like it's really boring to drink by myself. I can drink wine by myself, but like to drink anything harder than wine, it's just really boring to me. So it's like, that's why I like to go places to watch the games after my team plays on Sunday. Like I don't mind going to the bar to watch the game because it's a social outing.
Yeah.
At least you'd be around people.
Be
you
around
don't
more people.
Like, yeah, and everybody's drinking. It's the right environment, not me sitting in my quiet ass apartment where, you know, if I turn the TV off, I could probably hear myself. Hear echo, you know, like,
yeah,
it's kind of weird, you know.
I
wouldn't say that because actually, like, it's a lot of kids in my neighborhood. I mean, just in general, I guess, like in Florida, especially Central Florida, is a lot of families. So. Yeah. It's also a lot of kids in the neighborhood, so it's never really that quiet. It's always someone outside screaming or something. But, you know, it's still quiet inside the house. It's kind of...
It's never quiet in Los Angeles. I hear the fucking streets. I can hear that shit off. If I just turn the TV off, I can hear that shit outside. Yeah. Or there's always a damn helicopter. There's some nigga running from the LAPD.
It's pretty mixed because, like, in the daytime, it's loud because, like I said, it's a lot of families, but there are also a lot of old people here. So a lot of stuff closes early unless you're, like, in a downtown area or, like, Disney area or something or near one of the theme parks. So, like, it's also kind of quiet at night. Everybody's in their house minding their business. It's a lot of interracial couples here, too. Also, fun fact. I'm just, like, every... couple is interracial almost. It's I don't really care, except it's just I've never seen that many because when I was in Atlanta, like most of the couples were black and black or white and white, or you know, every now and then you'll see like a black person and a Hispanic. I don't know. I guess like maybe it's just more culturally diverse here, but like it's every little kid's running around with little curly hair. Around here,
probably
named Jaden.
I'm about to say somebody named Jalen or Jaden.
Everybody named Jaden or Nevaeh or something. I don't know. So I don't know. It's cool though. I like the weather. So
I love the weather here too. I think Florida a little bit too hot for me. I like being able to wear.
Probably is too hot for you.
I like
wearing a little hoodie out here. I like it here, but like I'm sure if I was in LA weather, I would prefer that better because it's a breeze.
Yeah, and that temp dropped like a motherfucker last night. It definitely got down to like 55 last night.
Oh no, that's a little cold. Hold on. I don't like that.
Anything
below 60 to me is a little cold.
During the daytime,
below like 65, really.
During the daytime, it won't get in the 50s, but at night, that motherfucker dropped.
I mean, that's kind of cool though, also, because you know, when it's hot like all day, like if it's 90 degrees and then 80 degrees at night, like you kind of don't really have a chance to like change into your nighttime outfit. It's hot as fuck in the nighttime too. So I feel it, honestly. That makes sense. Well, I don't really have anything that I need to like accomplish or get done. I'm just trying to like get everything in order for the next year. Same like you, basically just trying to like use
plan
this
for next year.
Bits of the year to plan for the next year. My lease is up in January, so got to decide if I want to move or renew my lease and, you know, just...
Adult things.
Adult things. You know, honestly, things that I wish I didn't have to worry about.
Right, shit that I don't want to fucking deal with.
But I do. So, yeah, just mostly that, really. Otherwise, no, I don't. I'm just ready for the next year. Hopefully, the next year is better than this year. Public health and safety wise, honestly, I'm sick of the COVID shit. And it's just, I don't know. It just seems like it's just extended.
Like shit's not going away.
Yeah, it's like going into like triple overtime now. And it's just like, it was exciting when it was first overtime. It wasn't exciting, but you were just like, okay, at least we got a chance to close out the game.
It's almost over.
Yeah. Okay, triple overtime. It's just like, at this point, somebody got to win, either COVID or us. Like, I don't care anymore. But I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the mask mandate and then the unmandate. And then, you know, we're going to block out the middle seat. Now everybody's sitting next to each other on a plane, but we want people to get vaccinated. Oh, and social distance, but we just letting people walk around the mall with no
one
mask.
Big mess.
I'm tired of the back and forth, or this state has this mandate and this one doesn't. It's just stupid.
California, so COVID hot right now. We ain't even got no orange on our calendar no more. That bitch is red.
See,
and that's why I don't, like, that's why I watch where I go now
again. I feel like it was just flu season, and we were just like relieved that many people didn't get the flu last year, and now we're back in.
Well, I will be getting my flu shot.
I will be getting my flu shot like I do every other year. Like I do every other year, I'll be getting a new inhaler because it's fall, also. And I will be protected and safe, but I'm just annoyed because, like I said, it's winter. It's gonna be winter time again, flu season again, and we back where we were last year at this time. And I'm just tired of it. I don't know. Like, I hate to say it. It sounds selfish, but I want to go back to my life before.
I
want to
be able to go out in public and be like, not to think, this motherfucker.
I can't even watch TV now without being like, this person don't have on a mask. Like, I'm watching like episodes of The Sopranos, and someone walks in. I'm like, he just walked in their house with no mask.
Like, this is 2002.
Right. It's like, yes, Courtney, he did. Yeah, no, I'm just tired of it. And I don't know. I'm ready for everybody to stop playing around, stop fucking around, get the vaccines if you can.
And let's get back to where we were.
Obviously, for some medical reason, then obviously we're not going to force you to do that. But if you can, especially if you can, and you know you want to be out in public and going to crowded events and traveling from country to country and state to state, just do the right thing. Protect yourself and your neighbors, because it's getting out of hand. And the numbers are going
back to 2019, the last year of civilization.
The numbers are going back up. And that's super frustrating for people who have been not doing the right thing 100%, but I've been on my best behavior for the most part. I haven't been going to any festivals or crowded.
People who are vaccinated and wear masks.
I've been wearing a mask. I got my vaccine. You know, I've been trying to do what I can, but also with the mandates, it kind of makes it hard. You can only be so safe. I got to go places. I got to go some places regardless. And, you know, I wish that everybody, we could all get on the same page. That's all I want. That's all I want to leave everybody with. We can just all get on the same page.
Either anyway, everybody get on the same page.
Either we've completely given up and we're going to let COVID kill us off, or we don't want that to happen. But if we can just come to a consensus, I don't know, maybe you guys want to submit anonymous votes. How do we want to do this as a unit, as an Earth unit?
We gotta figure this out.
We need to figure this out. So we'll be getting the Earth's delegates together. Maybe we'll do an episode with some other people who also want to know if we fighting for us or if we letting COVID kill us. Then, just want us to be on the same page.
Get it back to the good time.
Stop paying my bills.
Right, exactly. I definitely feel that.
But no, that's all I have for today. I'll have more next time. Of course, we'll be deeper into the football season. I'll have a lot more shit to talk. Probably a lot more emotional. By then, I'm sure we'll have lost the game that we should have won. And I'll try to be on my best behavior in the meantime. And just remember, again, follow me on Twitter at CatVision, on Instagram at CatDollars. Follow my producer at Barb Chair Scott on Instagram and Twitter. Follow our Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Instagram and Twitter, and then patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network to subscribe to the Patreon.
Summer sessions will drop this week, I promise. I know it's been like 3 weeks.
He promised.
I promise. I promise. Last week wasn't my fault, but we'll be back this week. We'll be back this week. So look out for that on the Patreon.
I'll be listening as always.
All right. And we are out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.